scripture over and over again. We'll read it tomorrow morning. Maybe you read it as well, the Luke 2, 1 through 20. And this evening, I want to pull one little part of it out, but it's all about the shepherds. The Bible says the shepherds were out watching their flocks by night. And they're in a season. I don't know exactly what season they're in. They may have a bunch of shepherds, but they're all in a season. They're all going through life, and they may be frustrated with their boss. They may be frustrated with their station in life. They had bigger plans for themselves than what they were going through. Their relationships maybe not be clicking right, but they're going through a season. And they're going through the season where you ever just go through life? Like your season is kind of to survive in the next day. There's you're lacking a little hope. And in the midst of a dark night, the shepherds are doing the same thing they've done probably time after time, day after day. There came an angel who said really two verses, and we're going to have it up on the screen if we have it up there. It's Luke chapter 2, verse 11. And this is what the angel says. Matthew 2, verse 11, it says, I'm coming to, I'm in Matthew, let's go to Luke. Is it up there? Luke 2, I can actually tell it to you, I don't need to read it. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Have you heard that phrase? I bring you good news of great joy. Now stop for a second. If you're the shepherds and you're standing in the same place you've stood over and over again, maybe you're in that part of your life, you're just doing life over and over again, and someone comes to you, an angel comes to you especially, and says, today I have some good news for you. I bring you good news of great joy. But just start with that great joy part. He doesn't say this is somewhat good joy. It's not. This is going to be okay news. He says this will be unbelievable news. This is going to be like great joy. I want you to think for a second. 2017 is almost over. We have 1 week left. And my guess is that you've had at least one moment of good news. One moment. All right? At least one. And think about that. What moment was for you? You can whisper it to the person next to you. We can talk in church and worship. So what was your good news that you received this year? What was your best news? There you go. Bought a house. Generally, that's not good news. There's a thing of threes that the house starts breaking down. I'm sure you came up with something. But I want to tell you that although that was like good joy, like the house is good, having a baby is good. We had good news this year. We adopted after 3 years, 10 months, 1,375 days, give or take a few hours. We had good news, but I want to tell you, when we look at this, the angel's coming, he's like, I have better news than you have experienced so far. This last year, probably the last 10 years, this news will transform, it will change the course of your life. I bring you good news. See, this is the idea of news. News is something that you've been told. It's not something that you can do. It's something that's been done for you or told to you. Let me paint it this way. When you have you get the idea that you're going to have a baby. You make an announcement to your family. This is news. I'm having a baby. That's news. Here's another one. I'm won the lottery. That's news. All right? It's something that's been done. And this is what it says. I bring you good news. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for, do you get this phrase? All the people. You know, some news is for somebody. You ever been in one of those situations where someone says, oh, I have some good news to tell you. They tell you good news. You're like, it's good news for you. I'm excited for you, but it's not as exciting as if that happened to me. It's one of those things where you're like half excited. You're like, that's really good. I'm really proud of you. Or I'm really glad that happened. See, this is not what this says. It says, I bring you good news for all the people. In fact, the other phrase says, I bring you good news. There's no one left out of this news. This is great joy for everyone. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what level of income you have. It doesn't matter where you reside, where you live. It doesn't matter how spiritual you are. It doesn't matter if you go to church or not. It doesn't matter. There is no qualification on all, the last time I checked. It's an all-inclusive. It's everybody is invited. It's open to anybody. I bring you good news for all the people, for everyone. All right? So let me just paint the picture where we're at. I'm trying to paint a little tapestry for us. The angel's telling the shepherds. They haven't said what the news is, but he's painting the picture. I'm bringing you good news of great joy. This is something that's going to get you going. This is going to be something that's going to be really exciting. That will be for all people. It's going to have impact on everyone. And then he gives the news. Today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. A Savior. We don't necessarily use that term very often in our society. A Savior is someone who's going to save. If we're defining the word with the word, save, rescue, to bring out. The best way I can picture it, if you watch movies, you know, you're watching Superman. Superman basically has one job, to rescue. Batman has one job, to rescue. Superheroes have one job. They are coming to rescue. Someone is in danger. Someone's fallen off a cliff. The train's coming to an end. I don't know what the situation is. It can take a multiple different levels, but the superhero comes in to save. There is whatever season you're in right now, whatever emotion that's connected to that season, whatever frustration, stress, worry, anger you have, there is a Savior that has been born for you, to you. There is someone that was born in a manger who came so that he could rescue you. Here's where we struggle a little bit. Most people don't realize they need rescuing. They think they can handle it themselves. They think they can work, they can climb out of the hole they're in, that they can climb off the train that's going to. Maybe the best way to put it is this way. You ever watch people who you see going on a collision course, that like you see the destruction that's coming ahead, but they don't see it, but they're still on the train? That's all of us. Sometimes we don't see that we need someone to rescue us. You know what I sometimes say with this is, you really can't understand that good news without really understanding the bad news. So, you know, the question I asked earlier to the other service was, as much as you can probably think of good news that happened in the last year, can you think of some bad news that you received in the last year? You can share it with the person sitting next to you, especially if you know them. Families, what's your worst news that you received in the last year? Go ahead, you can talk. Share it with each other. Yeah, I'm guessing all of us had something. You got the report from the doctor. This is the diagnosis. You got the call into the boss and said, this is what we're doing. This is the changes we're making. You got the conversation with your spouse, or maybe you didn't get the conversation. There is no conversation with your spouse. You don't understand the good news unless you understand the bad news. And we live in a bad news world. Watch the news. Bad news, bad news, bad news. But maybe that's why this scripture is so much more amazing, is in the light of that bad news, there is one piece of good news. One really, really, really good piece of good news, that there's a Savior that's been born to you. That although your life can be chaotic, there is a Savior who holds you firm. Although you can go down in the pits of despair a little bit, but there is a Savior who's got you. He's in control. He came to be born and then to die on the cross for one purpose, to rescue us, to save us from our sins. And we're going back all around. You follow me a little bit? We're going all the way back around. And because of that rescue, we get to experience great joy. Let me give you some quotes that I saw about great joy this last week. Joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life, the quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right. Now, listen, he doesn't say everything is going to work out. That your season is going to be all smooth. It just says you have the assurance, the confidence that ultimately everything is going to be, you'll be all right in the midst of it. And the determined choice to praise God in every situation. Here's a verse from Psalm 33 that I thought fit this perfectly. We're depending on God. He's everything we need. What's more, our hearts brim with joy. Get that term, joy? Since we've taken for our own his holy name. Love us, God, with all you've got. That's what we depend on from day to day. And here's my question. Have we unintentionally replaced the eternal joy of Christ with the temporary happiness of Christmas? I found this reading that I wanted to share with you as we continue our worship. I just want you to get in a spot where you can just listen, and hopefully the Holy Spirit can be speaking to you. This is the reading.
Bound to